guys, welcome to another day with Jesus. The Word of God is like a fresh spring that can direct your day and your life. Each day comes with new mercies and a new word. So here's a new word for you today.
Greetings to you in Jesus' precious name. This morning we continue the study and conversation about how we can pray in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Holy Spirit is a very important aspect of our lives. The more we depend on the Holy Spirit, the more we depend on the presence of God, the more we will be fruitful in our prayer lives, the more we will be effective in the things that we pray, the more our prayers will be answered, the more our prayers will be heard in heaven, and the more we will receive the fruit and the results of the things that we are praying over. Yesterday we read about how we have to pray with our spirit as much as we pray in our mind. When we pray with our mind, we may even understand what we are praying. We understand what we are seeking God for. When we are praying in the spirit, we don't understand what we are praying because we are praying in tongues. We are praying in a different language. And that is a necessary thing for every child of God. I personally believe that every man of God, every woman of God, every child of God, every son and daughter of God have to ask God for this gift of speaking in tongues so that they can overflow in their prayer life. In fact, Apostle Paul says it like this, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. He says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. It is a commandment that Apostle Paul is giving. In fact, if you read Ephesians chapter 6, it's talking about spiritual warfare. Okay, it begins by saying our battle is not against flesh and blood, and that our battle is against principalities and in spiritual powers and dark forces of the unseen world. Then it goes on to giving us all the shield, the shield of faith, and the armor of the breastplate of righteousness, the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, everything that we wear, and then we fight. And when we fight, we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And then it says, this is what you do with everything. You pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. In other words, when you pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion, it indulges you in a spiritual warfare, in a spiritual battle with the unseen realm that you don't even know about. The people that you don't even know about, the witchcrafts that are done against you, the demonic forces that are fighting against your job, against your ministry, against your family, things that you don't even know about are taken care of when you pray in the Spirit. And it doesn't say pray in the Spirit when you are in a problem, or it doesn't say pray in the Spirit when you feel spiritual. It doesn't say pray in the Spirit when you are very happy or when you're low. It says pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion, which means that the danger of spiritual battles, or the danger of these demonic principalities trying to fight us, is at all times. That is why Paul is saying you need to pray in the Spirit at all times. A prayer of the Spirit, a prayer in the Spirit, is more effective against the spiritual battles that you face, is more effective than all the fasting that you can do. It is more effective than all the tithes and offerings that you can give. It is more effective than all the evangelism that you would do in the name of Jesus. It's more effective than all the ritualistic serving God that you could do. If you can just make it a principle to pray in the Spirit at all times and in every occasion. Can you say this Friday morning, this is a good time to pray in the Spirit? This Friday morning, even as I prepare for the weekend, I don't care if I have to preach, I don't care if I don't have to preach, I don't care if I'm invited, not invited, I don't care if anything good is going to happen this week or not. I believe that when I pray in the Spirit, every spiritual forces, every spiritual darkness that are trying to fight my life, that are trying to fight my dreams, that are even trying to fight me in my dream realm. You know, one of the greatest areas of attacks that children of God face, spiritually especially, is in the area of dreams. When you're sleeping, the Bible says, when you're sleeping, the enemy comes and sows seeds, sows weeds among the good soil, among the good seeds, and those weeds grow up to kill the real plants, to kill the real productivity. And what God says is that when you pray in the spirit, when you don't even know, you know, the weeds that the enemy has sown into your head sometimes. You don't even remember some of the dreams that you wake up seeing. You don't even know, or you're not even aware, because they happen in the unseen realm. Your battle is not against people who have flesh and blood. If somebody that you're fighting, they have flesh or blood, they are disqualified from being in battle with you. You are disqualified from being in a battle with them. Your battle is against spiritual powers. Your battle is against principalities. Your battle is against the princes of the air, the dark unseen world that are fighting. And sometimes they fight even in your dreams. And how do you fight them? You wake up and you start speaking in tongues. You wake up and you rely on the Holy Spirit to pray in groanings that cannot be uttered in words. You wake up and you tell the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you are the one who's filled me with the spirit of grace and prayer. Help me to pray in that same spirit of grace and prayer. The Holy Spirit, you are the one who has filled me with your power, and I want to pray in the power of the Holy Spirit so I can build one another in the most holy faith. And when you do this continually, consistently, in every season of life, I am telling you, that is the recipe to a life of continual victory. Praying in tongues, if praying in the Spirit is so undervalued in the church today. You know, we want to be acceptable to everybody and welcomed by everybody, and we've stopped doing it. But if you can reignite this passion to pray in the Spirit throughout the day ahead, I am telling you, your life will never be the same again. You will start seeing dreams and visions. You will start hearing prophetic utterances. You will start hearing God's voice in such sharpness and intensity that you have not seen or heard or experienced before. That's all for this morning. God bless you. Have a blessed day and a great weekend ahead. I will catch up with you tomorrow morning.
We hope this week's podcast spoke to your heart. If you would like us to be in touch with you and you would like to receive all our posts and updates, you can subscribe to the monthly newsletter at pastorpriji.com.